702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Morning, Jonathan Kabazela.
Good morning, Ray.
Good to have
your voice.
Good to be on the show with you this morning. A restaurant owner.
Did you play the lotto last night?
I did. I'm not prepared to talk about what I won. There was apparently 20 winners. It wasn't me. No, never mind. I'm just messing with you. Wasn't me.
Yeah,
do you?
Never.
Play,
not me either.
Don't you ever play the lotto?
I play now and then when I remember over the weekend. But I've never in my life ever played numbers like that one last night, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then 10. I've always picked random numbers. So, yeah, well done to you. That's what shocks me most was that actually what 20 people picked those numbers in sequence. So, lucky them. I hope it's one of my friends, but who knows.
If you find this morning that someone's not returning your calls, it's that person. Right.
Exactly.
Restaurant owner does not like twerking. What is that all about?
So this incident took place at a restaurant in Dallas, and the restaurant's name is True Kitchen and Cocktails. So in this restaurant, he's got a DJ and he plays music. Now, that's probably the first mistake that he has. But there were a couple of ladies in the restaurant that when they heard a certain song come on by the DJ, they got on their chairs and they started twerking and whatnot, right? And you see these videos that this restaurant owner has attached to the original video, and you see these ladies twerking and whatnot, and I paid attention to the other patrons in the restaurant, and they didn't seem to be bothered. You know, sometimes in a restaurant, if a particular table is causing a nuisance or whatever, the patrons you can see or turn around and they'll look and you can see expressions on their face. But everybody in the restaurant seemed to be chilled and they're having a good time, except for the owner.
Yeah.
Now, he says he had gone up to this table a couple of times and said to them, please, you know, tone it down. Please don't dance on the tables or dance on the chairs and that kind of thing. And he says they didn't listen. And then eventually he just lost his cool. And the video that's gone viral is of him having a speech, not to the ladies who caused the ruckus, but to the whole entire restaurant. And he has some very choice words for the people in the restaurant. Now, it's up for debate. Some people are saying that he was totally wrong and out of line. And other people were saying, well, it's his place, you know, rights of admission, all that kind of stuff. But let's take a listen to what he had to say to the whole restaurant.
I invested a lot of money into buying this building, into developing this concept so black people can have somewhere nice to go to, okay? Somewhere where we can feel good about ourselves as a... Come on! Stop the music, please! Somewhere where our people can feel good about ourselves as a culture, okay?
Yeah.
No, real talk. And so all this twerking and shit, take it to Prime, take it to Pink, don't bring it here because we're a restaurant. And so beyond that, 75% of my customers are ladies. And I want men to show respect for themselves for how they carry themselves here. So how can I tell the men to respect themselves? And you guys are twerking on glass here. If you want to do it, get the fuck out of my restaurant. Because I did it for our people and I did it for our culture. So don't do it. Now, don't do it again. I don't want to hear it. If you don't like it, get out because I don't need your money. I need to provide something for my people. And don't do it again. Thank you.
Wow. Look, I suppose he's got a very good point, because if anyone was there denigrating women, sounds like somebody was doing something they shouldn't have. Perhaps he's got a point, but others may not see it that way.
Yeah, like I said in the beginning, they were mixed reviews. But I mean, if I was sitting in that restaurant as a patron, I would have felt very uncomfortable with him, you know, getting up and addressing the whole restaurant like he's the headmaster there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. And he will say, if you're going to have a restaurant and you're going to play, DJ music, then you're going to expect a bit of, dancing and whatnot. So maybe just take away the DJ and play, music through the speakers without a DJ vibe.
Yeah.
But, so I suppose from that story this morning, we can ask for stories, most of the time you go out and you have a meal and it's pretty chilled and it's a normal experience. But sometimes you go out and you see bizarre things. And maybe also specifically at this time of the year, because a lot of people, offices might go and have their end of year parties now at restaurants rather than going and having big functions. So what is the worst behavior that you have seen or witnessed at a restaurant in Gauteng?
Sure, yeah. Good question. 011-883-0702. Jono, have you ever seen bad behavior in a restaurant where you've cringed? You've perhaps been out on a date with the missus and something has happened.
Maybe we should say somebody's seen me behaving badly.
No, okay, I was trying to be polite, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple of rowdy people get out of hand. But most of the times the restaurant owner, you know, has gone over and managed to calm things down and not cause a bigger scene than what's happening. So I suppose it's the way in which it's handled. But that's my experience from my point of view.
All right. The next story, Pump Up the Jam. Is that the song? Pump Up the Jam, that thing. I won't sing it because I'll have...
That's the song.
That's the thing. Okay.
Yeah, great song by the band Technotronic, right? Mm. So there's this video that's gone viral by a Canadian musician. Now, he's obviously, over the period of lockdown, hasn't known what to do with his time and whatnot. So he's tried to release a song every day. And this song in particular has gone viral. Now, you might not think he's got the best voice, or you might do. But in this video, it's him sitting at a piano and he's playing the piano with one hand. He's then got a, I don't know what the instrument is in his hand, but it's that instrument that goes, that kind of instrument.
Yeah.
And then he's got a foot drum and he plays Technotronic and sings the song, which I think is pretty, pretty cool. But also what people are laughing at is during the middle of the song, his dog wanders into the video and the dog just stands there and looks at him and thinks, what the hell is going on here? But let's take a listen to this guy's rendition of Pump Up the Jam.
Love it. Pump Up the Jam. And his doggy just stares at him, Jono.
Yeah. That's what's going viral.
Thank you, Cabazella.